A team of researchers at the University of Guelph has come up with a way to alter the E. coli bacteria that naturally lives in the human body to produce beta carotene. PhD student David Johnston says originally the idea was to fight blindness in poverty-stricken countries. But he says the implications of creating bacteria that can provide vitamins is far-reaching.
I do want to keep on going. I do believe this could be potentially powerful for people, if not maybe farm animals, because farm animals also need vitamins. And I know Canadian dairy cows have to receive a lot of this vitamin A to get it into their milk. So it's conceivable that such bacteria could reduce the need for external inputs of vitamin A for dairy cows, for example, in Canada.
The University of Guelph team entered and won a medal at an international genetics competition. Students were to use biotechnology to make cells with new, unusual properties. With the global economic situation worsening,